Greetings to all my brothers and sisters of the house of Jacob. May Yahweh bless you, and may these studies edify the ecclesia. This is part 3 of Believe. You can follow along with the article at www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Believe is found in the Word Studies menu. We have seen in the Old Testament that believe is an assurance in, a confidence in, something upheld, a personal belief, that you either believe in Yahweh and His Word, or you don't. Believe in the New Testament is assurance, confidence, reliance, and a personal belief, and the belief. The belief is the profound topic. We are all used to saying the faith, but faith is a noun, and the word faith came into being in the language in about 1200 AD, and it simply means allegiance. It is not used as a statement of belief. Rather, it was used as a statement of behavior. When the faith, which really should read the belief, is used with the definite article the, it is identifying the belief. You may have a belief of what you believe your faith is, but what is your belief of, and who is your allegiance with, that you believe so much in? The church's beliefs have them in direct opposition to the belief. The church's faith, which is allegiance, is with Jewish Jesus. Their assurance and reliance is in false doctrine. It matters who and what we believe in. We now continue in John. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Elohim abideth on him. The second word believeth is a different Greek word than the first. The end of verse 36 should read, but he disobeying the Son does not see life. Rather, the wrath of Yahweh waits for him. G 544 is apitheo, and means to not allow one's self to be persuaded, refuse belief, and to be disobedient. Hence, the wrath of Yahweh waits for him. John 4:19. The woman of Samaria said unto him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Yeshua said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship that which you do not know. We worship that which we know, because salvation is from among the Judeans. The original 1611 version of the King James Version reads, But salvation cometh out of Judea. The reference takes us to 2 Kings 17, verse 29. Howbeit, every nation made gods of their own, and put them in the houses of the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities wherein they dwelt. They worshipped dumb gods, myths. Samaria was the capital of the 10 northern tribes of Israel. After the Assyrian invasion, Israel was taken away into other lands, and Samaria became a melting pot of many peoples. This woman was an Israelite living in Samaria at the time. Christ was telling her that the time of worshiping there and in Jerusalem was coming to an end. Verse 39, And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him for the saying of the woman, which testified, "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans were come up unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, "Now we believe, not because of your saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world," or society, the Adamic society. The true Israelites living in Samaria had ears to hear. Verse 45, "Then when he had come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast." Even Christ kept the feast days and appointed times. This would have been the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We are still to keep these feasts today. Verse 46, "So Yeshua came again into Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman, whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he had heard that Yeshua was coming out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Yeshua unto him, Except you see signs and wonders, will you not believe? The nobleman said unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. Yeshua said unto him, Go your way, your son lives. And the man believed the word that Yeshua had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Your son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to become better. And they said unto him, Yesterday, at the 7th hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Yeshua said unto him, Your son lives, and himself believed, and his whole house. As Christ stated, if you people do not see signs and wonders, you do not believe at all. It's not about just believing. The definition includes commitment. That would be practicing by obeying his commandments and following his example. He would have not healed this child if he wasn't going to believe. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes in him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Elohim, and they that hear shall live. Ephesians 5:14 is the reference. Wherefore he says, Awake you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. The walking dead shall hear his word, and those who have died believing the belief shall also hear his voice when he frees the captives from Hades, the land of the dead. Christ is speaking to the Edomite Jew Pharisees, John 5:37. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent, him you believe not, or do not think to be true. Search the scriptures, for in them you think, or for you suppose by them to have eternal life. And they, meaning these, the scriptures, are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me, that you might have life. I receive not honor from men. The Greek has opinion from men. The Geneva has praise from men, and the Scriptures 2009 has esteem from men. Verse 42, but I know you, that you have not the love of Elohim in you. I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe, which receives honor one of another, and seek not the honor that comes from Elohim only? The Edomite Jews followed the letter of the law and had a form of godliness. They sought the praise of men. Look how the Jews give awards to each other for praise. The Emmys, the Golden Globes, the Nobel Peace Prize, the Pulitzer. Verse 45. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, Moses, in whom you have hope. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how should you believe my words? John chapter 8 reinforces that the Edomite Jews do not have the truth in them. They do not have the spirit or the DNA. They are of their father, the devil. And you will notice that it is a lowercase f for father, referring to the devil. Christ sets the record straight. The churches also do not hear his word. Their consciences are seared, and they love their Jewish Jesus and Happy Meal doctrines of love and peace. John 6:25. And when the people had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Teacher, when camest you here? And Yeshua answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. They were freeloaders. They followed him to fill their bellies. Verse 27. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Adam shall give unto you, for him has Elohim the Father confirmed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of Elohim? And Yeshua answered and said unto them, This is the work of Elohim, that you believe in him who he has sent. 1 John 3:23 reads, And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Yeshua Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. Continuing with John 6, verse 30. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest you then, that we may see and believe you? And what would you do? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Yeshua said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moshe gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of Elohim is he which comes down from heaven and gives life unto the society, the Adamic society, the righteous Adamic society. The bread, or manna, or pronounced correctly, man, in the desert was a type of Christ. That bread was physical, fleshy bread. It preserved the body to sustain life. The bread is Christ. He preserves your spirit and gives life. Eating his bread is not just believing. Eating his bread includes repentance, acknowledgement, understanding, practicing, obedience, righteousness, godliness, actively and consciously striving, seeking, pursuing, imitating, and thanking him, having total allegiance. Verse 34. Then said they unto him, Prince, evermore give us this bread. And Yeshua said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes in me shall never thirst. If you believe in him, you must believe in his doctrine and commandments and follow them. Believing in him requires standing for him and honoring him by being a loyal example of what he represents. It's a heritage, a family tradition. An heir should act like one in order to receive the inheritance. Verse 36. But I said unto you that you also have seen me, and believe not, or and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him that comes to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that all of which he has given me I should lose or destroy nothing, but should raise it up again in the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at that last day. Yeshua was teaching in their synagogues, or Judeo-assembly halls. John 6:64. But there are some of you that believe not. For Yeshua knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. The KJV leaves out the word they. So verse 64 should read, But some from among you are they who do not believe. For Yeshua knew from the beginning who they who do not believe are, and who it is who shall betray him. Verse 65. And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back, and walked no more with him. Then said Yeshua unto the 12, Will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Prince, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living Elohim. Peter and the true disciples believed in the belief. John 7:1. After these things Yeshua walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, or Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Jew in the Bible should always be Judean. Jewry is not a place, and Christ certainly did not walk in the ways of the Jews. The last word Jew in verse 1 fits the context of the race that kills Christ, so it is left alone. If you use the correct word Judeans, then you have to understand that there were Edomite Jews in Judea that sought to kill him. Verse 2. Now the Judeans' feast of tabernacles was at hand. Again, observing the feast days, which we are still to do. Verse 3. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart here, and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you do. For there is no man that does anything in secret, and he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the society. For neither did his brethren believe in him. These were Mary's other children. They did not believe in him, and were challenging him to prove himself. At the feast, many were seeking him, and many did not believe him. John 7:25. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, Is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Some people in the crowds were aware of the Pharisees' intentions. Verse 27. Howbeit, we know this man, where he is from. But when Christ comes, no man knows where he is from. This was a Pharisaic doctrine that was taught, that no man will know him when he comes and from where. Verse 42 reads, Has not the scripture said that Christ comes of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? The Pharisees taught the opposite of the scriptures, just like today's churches do. Many Israelites knew where Christ would come from, and were expecting him, and knew him. Verse 28. Then cried Yeshua in the temple as he taught, saying, You both know me, and you know where I am from, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is truthful, whom you know not. The Edomites did not know him because they were not his people. They were not of his race. Christ was of the children of light. The Edomites are of the children of darkness. Verse 29. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Then the Jews sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed in him, and said, When Christ comes, will he do more miracles than these which this man has done? The true Israelites among the Judeans accepted that he was him. Verse 35. Then said the Judeans among themselves, Where will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go into the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles? The dispersed is correctly translated here, as it refers to the dispersed nations of the tribes of Israel, those that did not come back to Judea after captivity and forgot their heritage. Gentiles, which should not even be in the Bible, is a Latin word that only means a nation, race, or people. Most of the time it refers to the dispersed nations of Israel. Sometimes it refers to the other nations of peoples. That is why context is important. Here in verse 35, the KJV translators took the Greek word Hellen, which means a Greek-speaking person, and put Gentile. This is a deliberate error used to support universalism. Verse 36. What manner of saying is this that he said, You shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, you cannot come? In the last day, the great day of the feast, Yeshua stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe in him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Yeshua was not yet glorified. Yeshua is still talking directly to the Jew Pharisees in the treasury in the temple, and in the sight of the people. John 8, verse 21. Then said Yeshua again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. Then said the Edomite Judeans, Will he kill himself, because he says, Where I go, you cannot come? And he said unto them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this society. I am not from of this society. I said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Christ was speaking for the benefit of his Israelites. He was not telling the Jews that if they also believe in him, that they can be his disciples too. As you may be able to see, this whole chapter is a rebuke of the Jews and their satanic doctrine. He was plainly telling them that they care not and cannot know, hear, and see him or the Father. Verse 30. As he spake these words, many believed in him. The true Israelites in the crowd believed because of the prophets and the prophecies. They knew their heritage and were expecting him. These Judeans were starting to realize that their prince has come. Verse 31. Then said Yeshua to those Judeans, the Israelite Judeans, which believed in him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication, we have one Father, even Elohim. The Jews and the churches claim we are all God's children. Scripture tells a different story. Verse 42. Yeshua said unto them, if Elohim were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from Elohim. Neither came I of myself, but he that sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father will you do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own devices, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you censures me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is from of Elohim hears Elohim's words. You, therefore, hear them not, because you are not of Elohim. In John chapter 9, these Jews just could not believe that Yeshua was Messiah and that the blind man was healed by the belief. The blind man was asking the Jew Pharisees why they did not know who the Christ was, that he hears the cries of those who worship him. And if this man was not of Elohim, he could do nothing. John 9:34. And the Jews answered and said unto him, you was altogether born of sins, and you teach us? And they cast him out. The blind man who received sight and had understanding just gave the Pharisees a lesson, and their pride was slammed. Verse 35. Yeshua heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, do you believe in the Son of Elohim? And he answered and said, who is he, Master, that I might believe in him? And Yeshua said unto him, you have both seen him, and it is he that is talking with you. And he said, Master, I believe. And he worshipped him. John 10:22. And it was at Jerusalem the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. This is not the Jewish holy day of Hanukkah. That is their perversion. This was instituted by Judas Maccabeus in 164 BC in memory of the cleansing of the temple from the pollution of Antiochus Epiphanes, which occurred mid-December. Verse 23. And Yeshua walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Edomite priests round about him, and said unto him, how long do you make us doubt? If you be the Christ, tell us plainly. Again, these Edomites just don't get it, because they are not able to, they are not his sheep. Verse 25. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and you believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first immersed, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him, and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. John 11:21. Then said Martha unto Yeshua, Prince, if you had been here, my brother Lazarus would have not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you ask of Elohim, Elohim will give it to you. Yeshua said unto her, Your brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. This shows that these Israelites knew of the scriptures and the prophecies to a certain extent. Verse 25. Yeshua said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Believe you this? She said unto him, Yes, Prince, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of Elohim, which should come into this society. Yeshua said unto her, Said I not unto you that, if you would believe, you should see the glory of Elohim? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Yeshua lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I knew that you hear me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Yeshua said unto him, Loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Judeans which came to Mary, and had seen the things which Yeshua did, believed in him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees, and told them what things Yeshua had done. While some of these Judeans may have been spies, some, out of ignorance of the situation, reported to the Pharisees to prove that this is the Christ. Verse 47. Then gathered the chief Jew priests and the Jew Pharisees a council, and said, What do we? For this man does many miracles. If we let him alone, all men will believe in him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. The Jews were fearful that the Romans stripping them of their occupancy and authority. The nation that the Romans would take away also would be of their own. These Jews ought to get used to being kicked out, for they have been kicked out of countries over 359 times throughout history for their satanic ways. John 12:10. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus to death. The Jews wanted to kill Christ and dispose of the evidence, Lazarus. Verse 11. Because that by reason of him many of the Judeans went away and believed in Yeshua. The true Israelites were leaving the brainwashing of the Pharisees and Sadducees, and returning to Christ and the belief. John 12:28. Father, glorify your name. Then came there a voice from the sky, saying, I have both glorified it, and will glorify again. The people therefore that stood by, and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Could it be that those who were not his sheep, meaning the Edomite and Canaanite Jews, heard thunder, and his sheep, the children of Israel, heard the voice? Verse 30. Yeshua answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this society. Now shall the prince of this society be cast out. The prince of this world and this satanic society is currently Satan and his Jew children. Verse 32, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abides forever. And how say you, the Son of Adam must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Adam? Then Yeshua said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not where he goes. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Yeshua, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not in him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be filled, which he spake, Yahweh, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of Yahweh been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes, and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah, when he saw his honor, and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. It is evident that some of the few true Israelites among the chief rulers understood that this was him, but did not make it known, for fear of the Jews. Verse 43, for they, the Jews, loved the praise of men more than the praise of Elohim. Yeshua cried and said, he that believes on me, believes not in me, but in him that sent me. And he that sees me, sees him that sent me. I am come a light into the society, that whosoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words, and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the society, but to save the society. The Greek word cosmos does not mean the world. There are other words used for describing the world, which is rarely used in Scripture. This is talking about the Adamic society, a righteous society in obedience to Yahweh, in allegiance to His commands, and following their heritage, and living according to the way, and having the correct belief, not just believing, but having the belief. Back then, the Jews have perverted the society into their own satanic version, and it is no different today. We are living in a satanic society. It is the righteous Adamic society which Yeshua has died for. John 13:18. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scriptures may be fulfilled. He that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Talking about the Jew, Judas. If Christ, in all his fairness, gave his enemy a chance for 3 years, and the fruit is still rotten, how did the churches think that they can convert Jews? Verse 19. Now I tell you before it come, that, when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in Elohim, believe also in me. Speaking to Philip, believe you not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Believe in me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Verse 28. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that, when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this society comes, and he possesses none at all in me. Satan and his Jew, Canaanite, and Edomite, Sheni children possess none of those believing in him. The reference is John 10:29. Those with the belief, which my Father has given me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. John 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is an advantage for you that I go away. For if I not go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. The Comforter is no doubt the Holy Spirit. Verse 8. And when he is come, he will reprove the society of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Verse 26. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from Elohim. I came forth from the Father, and am come into this society. Again, I leave the society, and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest you plainly, and speak not using figure of speech. Now are we sure that you know all things, and need not that any man should ask or question you. By this we believe that you came forth from Elohim. Yeshua answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Yeshua was telling them that when the time came for the Jews to come take him, that his disciples would scatter. John 17:7. Now they have known that all things whatsoever you have given me are of you. For I have given unto them the words which you gave me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from you, and they have believed that you did send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the society, the Satanic Society, but for them which you have given me, for they are yours. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe in me through their word, meaning the Gospels, Paul's epistles, and those whom the Spirit gives understanding. Verse 21, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the society may believe that you have sent me. John 19, verse 34. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his witness is true, and he knows that he is speaking the truth, that you might believe. The spear of Longinus. As Yeshua hung dying on the cross, or stake, a Roman centurion named Gaius Cassius Longinus looked on. It was law at the time that no one could be executed on the Shabbat day. Therefore, any man who survived until the evening of the eve of the Shabbat would have both legs broken. This prevented the crucified man from keeping his weight off his arms and chest, and he would then slump down and slowly be suffocated. The Romans would sometimes shorten the executions by breaking the legs of the crucified to make it impossible for them to stand, bringing about immediate suffocation. The centurion Longinus, who had watched Christ carry the cross, or stake, through the streets, and hadn't left his side until now, could no longer bear to watch his suffering. Now here, the hammers and ladders were being brought to the crosses way too early. While spying on Yeshua, Longinus had become very familiar with the prophecies in Scripture about a Messiah to come, among other things, that not a bone in his body would be broken. Longinus was certain that the Pharisees were anxious to put an end to the speculation that Jesus was this Messiah by breaking his bones in the guise of hastening his death. Then people would say, "He can't have been the Messiah. See, bones were broken." This filled Longinus with righteous rage. He knew they were going to break his legs just to prove this point. As the men began their work with the two malefactors to hide special interest in breaking Christ's legs, Longinus saw to his surprise that Christ was dead already. Seeing that the men were still moving to break his legs anyway, he was overcome with righteous anger and zeal. Longinus jumped on his horse and spurred over to a soldier holding a spear, seized it, and spurred his horse over to Christ's cross and pierced his side, saying, "See, you morons, he's already dead. No need to break his legs." And that is why John's Gospel says that instead of having his legs broken, Christ was stabbed in the side. This was an act of love and the fruits of the belief. When the tip of Longinus' spear pierced Christ's side, the accumulation of lymph and blood filling Christ's lungs, generated from the seizing caused by his savage scourging hours earlier, exploded outward and flooded down the spear and down Longinus' arm and splashed into his eyes. Having vision problems previously, his cataracts fell off. Suddenly, his vision was perfect. John 20, verse 8. Then went in also that other disciple, John, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Yeshua came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Prince. But he said unto them, Except I see his hands and the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Yeshua, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach here your finger, and behold my hands, and reach here your hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, or unbelieving, but be believing, or persuaded. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Prince and my Elohim. Yeshua said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet believed. And many other signs truly did Yeshua in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Yeshua is the Christ, the Son of Elohim, and that believing you might have life through his name.
You say, with a mustard seed of faith, that I can make a mountain move. But sometimes I am so afraid, even though I know it's true. Because my faith feels just like doubt. I don't know what to pray right now. Oh, I believe, please help my unbelief. Jesus, give me grace to trust what I can't see. Your ways are not my own, some things I'll never know. But you say, blessed are the ones who never see, they just believe. I come to you just as I am. All my weakness, all my fears, all I've run from all these years. In the middle of my doubts, somehow still I'm finding out. I believe, please help my unbelief. Oh Jesus, give me grace to trust what I can't see. Your ways are not my own, some things I'll never know. But you say, blessed are the ones who never see, they just believe, they just believe, they just believe. Just like doubt, I believe, yeah, oh, I believe.